Gunner Ted Armstrong. You know, from the very first days of recorded history, ancient humankind realized there had to be an exterior life source. They could see the activities of the birds and the beasts. They could see that seeds produced not only the great plants called trees, but also all of the edibles that human beings had to use for their subsistence. They certainly knew where babies came from, no matter whether they had a written language or fully developed society of any sort or not. And it was very easy for them to see in their herds of goats, of sheep, of camels, of horses, and of cattle, where all the other animals came from. And of course, it was somewhat of a mystery to them, a marvel, and lacking the knowledge that we have today through medical science. It was rather obvious, perhaps rather natural and human, after all, that many of these primitive societies, the further they drifted away from the original centers of knowledge and learning, the further they got away from earlier revelatory knowledge, the more likely they were to ascribe various godlike powers to even the life forces around them, to ascribe deities to all of the forces of nature, of winds, of typhoons, hurricanes, thunderstorms, to have great, huge, lofty mountains, snow-clad the year-round, to be a kind of a sacred mountain, to think of gods of earth, of the sea, of fire, of stones, of water. And of course, throughout all of this, it was necessary to placate those gods. I mean, thunder was frightening, rain was chilling and soaking, storms, typhoons, hurricanes, tidal waves were to be feared, earthquakes were mind-boggling, lightning was fearsome. And so let's figure a way to pacify these gods who mutter and threaten and roar and storm and rain upon us and drown out our crops and drown us sometimes. And down through the generations and down through all of the recorded history of mankind from the ancient Babylonian and Sumerian plain and Babylon itself with the building of a tower to make themselves a huge symbol. Actually, that tower was symbolic of life sources. That tower was incredibly a phallic symbol. And if you look into the history of steeples and little decorative knobs and so on some of the churches in Europe, which are a little more obvious about what they're supposed to represent than some of the little sharpened ones in the United States, you will be amazed at the actual origin of some of even the architectural shapes of the front doors on many a church in the United States of America today. It has been suggested by some who didn't read the account very carefully that the ancient Babylonians, in trying to erect this tower, were actually, quote, trying to get to heaven, end quote. Now, they were stupid, probably, but they weren't that dumb. If anybody wanted to get closer to heaven, he had but to climb a nearby mountain. And certainly they could see in the distance Ararat or some of the great snow-clad mountains of the Pamir Knot and those great mountains, the Taurus Mountains of the Anatolian Peninsula and so on nearby up in what would be called today Afghanistan or over in Nepal or even up in Iran or some of the other areas nearby. Here they lived in the Sumerian Plain. But it was easy to see that if they wanted to get closer to heaven, all they had to do was climb a mountain and build their tower there. But no, they started way down in the confluence of the Tigris and Euphrates River where they would overflow, where the annual spring floods would cause the deposits of silt and, of course, give them irrigation. And they built their huge city called Babylon under the control of Nimrod, the first great high priest with his mother wife, Semiramis, of a Babylonian mystery religion. And that religion was utterly pagan in its origins. It worshipped life. It worshipped sex. And it's quite obvious from the language of those early chapters of Genesis that the tower they were making was a symbol. It was like an identifying sign. It was saying, come, let us make a monument, a symbol, a sign, so that we be not scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. And as such, it was a symbol of unity. Then why should it be so strange to look back in ancient history and see people bowing before sex symbols and seeing the real origins, believe it or not, of much of what is called falsely Christianity?